The big story into the new week is U.S. yields. We finally reached a major point of tension between what the bond market is thinking and what the Fed has been communicating. While the Fed has continuously reaffirmed its stance of overly accommodative policy that isn't going anywhere for the foreseeable future, the bond market isn't buying it and has begun to price in a tightening of monetary policy, with that first full rate hike now seen in Q1 2023. It seems the bond market is not convinced the Fed is being as honest about the inflation outlook as it probably should be, with inflation showing definitive signs of becoming a much bigger headache for the central bank. And so we've seen an understandable reaction of stocks under pressure as the free money ride is priced out and the US dollar back in demand on the yield implication and flight to safety. We've also seen the US dollar getting more boost as central bankers around the globe begin to ramp up their own dovish rhetoric in an effort to slow the pace of the dollar decline. This is something we warned would be on the horizon, and sure enough, is now playing out. And so as we look ahead, it's going to be really important to pay attention to additional updates from the Fed and any additional cues we get from economic data. When we throw in an equity market that is trading just off record highs after going through the global pandemic, and when we throw in the fact that monetary policy and government stimulus tools do seem to be exhausted at this stage in the game, it's hard to see a scenario that doesn't result in more downside pressure in stocks and upside in the US dollar over the coming days and weeks. As far as Monday's calendar goes, we get manufacturing PMIs out of Germany, the Eurozone and UK, German inflation reads, US manufacturing data, US construction spending, and an ECB Lagarde appearance. That's all for now.